the number of background Gemaras that would be helpful. There is a Gemara in Bar Metzia, that Mishnah, Gemara Bar Metzia, that Mem Gimel. Let's read it, talk about it. Money changer times of Chazal was called a shulchani. Hamav kidmo'o seitzel shulchani. Mishnah mem gimel amirav. I give money to a shulchani, a banker, someone who deals with money. And money comes and money goes with him. And surim heim, if I tied it up in a bag and whatever, in a package, which Thomas Ben can't use it. Clear him off to any Chayabach for use. If it's lost, it's no Chayabach Rayas, assuming that it wasn't a Poshea. Mutarim, but if I just gave him money, which Thomas Ben, he can use the money. And therefore, it turns it into a halva. Imavdu, since it was lost, since I didn't expect this money back, it's about bias. Let's say I give money as a pikadon to any person. Bank room, if I put in a package, Ben Mutarim, if I gave it to him loose, Leishtamishbeh, he can't use it, it's because that's what we asked yesterday. Because you got to give it back, and it's a mission, right? You haven't gotten there yet in this mission. Therefore, if it's lost, he's not chayv b'achrayus, in case he wasn't a poshea. So you seem to relatively black and white Mishnah here. Yeah? It says you give money as a pikadon. That seems to be relatively black and white. It depends. If I give someone who deals with money all the time, so the assumption is I assume that he's moving money around all the time. So it means I don't expect back the same money. And the Mishnah seems to be telling me relatively clearly that if I don't get back, if I expect the money back, it's a pikadon. If I don't expect the money back, it's a halva. And we look at the circumstance. He expects these bills back, these coins back. It's a pikadon. You don't expect these coins back. You don't expect these bills back. It's a halva. It seems to be a relatively straightforward Mishnah. And the Rambam paskens, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Shaila, pikadon halacha lav. That's when I'm going to get to a headache in the Rambam, what the Shoven Davka is about. Zayin, Shaila, pikadon halacha lav. Hamavkid, he says, Hamavkid mo'o seitzel chenveni, o shulchani, or any storekeeper, anyone who handles money and it comes and it goes. Mo'yud surim v'chasumim, it's been a package with a seal on it, o kshurim, he tied it up, clearly that he wants it to stay that way. I was a leish tamishbeh. In case he wasn't a posher, he can use it. Says the Rambam, he becomes a shomer socher. Means I give it to him; he has the right to use it. He doesn't have to give me back the same money. So until he spends it, he's a shomer socher. even though I have no intention that he's going to give it back to me. He has all the permission to give it back to me. But so it's the chidin of a shomasuch. And then, what? So what is the schar he has? Why is he shomasuch and not a shomachinim? Because he gets the usage of it, and that turns him into a shomasuch. Achshin shtamish ben. Afterwards, so and something happens. He's chai b'yachrai. It's kekomer. It's just a halva. Hamav gemol says to balabayis ben surim ben mutarim. I was only a shtamish ben. He can't use it. So therefore, he's only a shomachinim. He's not a shomasoch. So if I take this gemara on its face, it seems relatively clear from here that I have money, if I give a pikadon, I have to give it back. There is another Rambam. Let's say I give someone money. I give him money. I say, go to the store. Here's a $100 bill. Go to the store and buy me X worth $100. Okay. So what does the what and on the way he gets lost the money. So I never expected this money back. But he had no right to use the money for anything else. Who's chayav? So Rami Hilchas Maaser. I'm going to get into. Now we'll have to see whether or not all of this is specifically relevant to Shav and Davka. The question is as follows: use it means I don't replace it. The Rambam says if I give you a pikadon of 10 200 shekel notes, what am I tying back? Just 2,000 shekel notes, 2,000 shekel in notes. That's all I'm tying back. I'm not tying give me the exact bills. So I mentioned yesterday, made the difference how var means it's gone, it's used. But here, any time, is the Rambam saying, this we'll have to see, be very careful when we get into the wrong, that I can just replace it. I owe you back 10 200 shekel notes, but not these others. But I can't give you 210 shekel coins, or I can give you, because that's something. That's number one. Some background questions that have to be said. So good morning, Baba Kama. Daftes. Baba Kama Daftes is a Tosis and a Rosh. How I pay back debts. Okay. Rabbeinu Tamei Sovik, I'm a far shesh, Gimel Dinim Benizor. When I'm a Mazik, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, I have to give you idios. Okay. So let's say I got someone and he's mazik me, and he says, fine, I have a piece of karka in Vermont that I'll give you. The last thing I need in the world is a piece of karka in Vermont. I say, I just want money. Well, I don't want a piece of karka. Oh, he said, it's a great piece of karka. I said, who cares? So, Look, how do I pay? Far she has gimel din ben zokan o kesef o meitav. So the we have a halacha. Yashiv the rabbi shove kesef ki kesef afilu subin. I can't, you don't pay kesef. You can pay shove kesef, even very bad. Ubal chov. What about a halva? Yisrei zuze. If he has money, says Rabbeinu Tam, lo motzi l'salko ela bezuzi. He can pay back only with money. Tosis daftes amar alef. Divrei amas lo rav huna. Only pay back money. Kedemuch b'hakotziv. Digmar hakotziv. Abi avuch tolem osa benochriyav. Yiles leizuzi. But let's say the person doesn't have any money. Lo yomele zil trachusvin. The icy zuzi. He doesn't have to go and sell his property and give me money. I'm a hotzer. No, doesn't have to. Either I take what he gives me, or I wait till he has money. If I say, fine, don't sell it, but give me something. So the question, what's to say to Advara? What does he have to give me? That we'll see in the Rosh. Well, okay, I should name some mechel and mechel toss. Come okay, could have another common pepper. The same thing. Let's say I buy something and it turns out bad, and I ask the storekeeper, okay, give me my money back. It's a mechel toss. That has a din of a halva. Why? See, upoel, ilesle la bal habay zuze. Upoel, if the poel does not, if the employer does not have money, so the employee can tell him, you go sell your property and give me money. Let's say I hire a carpenter to make me 10 tables. At the end of the day, he comes for his wages. I said, listen, I don't have any money. Take 3 tables. That's your wages. Can't. I have to give him money. Okay, why? So if you take a look here in the Rosh, sometimes, instead of, if I assign it, people get lost in the sugya, so I outline what it is, so when they get to the sugya, they know what to do. Okay. The Rosh says very simple. Anything has made. What about Balchov? If he has money, why? Means why? So he explains. You know why? I gave you money, you give me back money. Halva is money for money. Everything else, but if halva is money for money and I don't have money, say I don't have money. No. Other things are convertible to money. Now, and how do you pay back with metaltalum first? Why do you pay back with metaltalum? Because that's the most easily convertible to money. He can hand me metaltalum. Okay. But he tells me, I have a summer place up at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. So what, I have to get a plane and go there and sell it, or don't know. That's the least convertible into money. So shove it kesef is because it's convertible to money. And Shulchan Aruch when it paskins this says, I have to give him the easiest thing to convert to money. Because what is my chov is in money. What I bought, what I took, is what I give back. And if you have, you know, if you have something that's easily convertible into money, and something that's less convertible into money, you have to give them thing that's most easily convertible into money. I have a very valuable painting. I can wait around 2 years till I find a customer for it. That's least convertible to money. I don't want the painting. But if I have something else, if he has a car that I just go to a used car dealer and I sell the car, that's more easily convertible to money. So the more... It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What is close to the money is what's more easily convertible into money. And that's because the nature of a halvah is what you took is what you give back.
This halacha is derais or derabanan?
Chavetz derais. The raisa is, what is that? That we go back. That's the whole thing we saw in the Chavetz Das. What is the definition of a halvah? And that, what the definition of a halvah is, it's a very big problem. Because, let's say, you know, I mentioned yesterday, I go to a money changer and I say, here's $100, assume it's, I don't know, whatever it is, let's say, give me 330 shekel. That's the shart today. He says, I just, I'm out of shekel now. If you come back tomorrow, but don't go to the guy next door. If you come back tomorrow, I'll give you 340 shekel. Is that a mechira halvo? Nafka mina? Ribbis or not ribbis? So the question is, halvo is not only in money. The pasuk says, neshech kesef neshech ocho. If I give you 5 pounds of flour, give me back, and you give me back 6 pounds of flour, that's ribbis. So what is it? So maybe I'll say, listen, I'm not lending you 10,000 shekel to be paid back in a year, 11,000 shekel. I'm selling you 10,000 shekel, and the price is 11,000 shekel, but you'll pay me in a year. Why is what turns one into ribbis, and what turns one, what is the definition of a halva? What's the definition of mechira? That was the problem that bothered a lot of people. And in Simku Samach Aleph, the first Chavastah says, if it's like for like, it's halva. Now, and that idea is exactly what the Rosh says, and he's explaining Rabbi Nutam. That a halva, first I have, if you take a halva on money, your chov is in money, because that's what you took. Mashaloka chunosi. That's what you take. What you took is what you give back. Now, the halacha shavah kesef kekesef. So the question is, I have to, if I don't have money, so I'll say, I can have to wait for the money, or he can pay me back in something else. Now, what does he pay me back? Well, that which is closest to money, which is most easily convertible into money.
Even by halva, he could do that?
What?
Even by halva?
That's halva. Take a look, Tosis Daf Tes, the Rosh, based on the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Tevov. Take a look how it's passing in Shulchan Aruch. That if I say I have karka, what's the difference between paying metal from a karka? Because I bal chochov pays bezibores, shalotin ol delas with my loven. So.
I can give him a
talpin? What? Give him a talpin. If you don't have kesef. But, Balchov, let's just read what Rabbeinu Tam says in the Tosis, in Daf Tes and Aleph. He says, Balchov, Islay Zuzi Lamotzi Lasalko, Ela Bezuzi, Kedmuch Bar Kolsa. He So if he doesn't, if the lover does not have money, so the malva can't tell the lover, go sell your property. If I want something now, he can hand me the property. But he doesn't have to sell it. Because what does he owe me? He owes me money. He owes me money. That's what he owes me. He doesn't have. But the halacha shavah kesef kekesef is, I can say, no, I'll take something instead of the money. But that's I'm taking it instead of the money. But if he, I, that's why I can't tell him, you go sell, because all he owes me is money.
And why is a poel different?
What?
Why is a poel?
Poels are different. That is, we'll see that as we get it. Poel's very different because whether the rice is different, the rabbanon is different, as we saw already in the rice, there are many things l'tovas ha'poel. See, there are many takanas rabbanon that to encourage people to lend money, you give advantage to the malva. And that we'll see how Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned that whole sugya. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned that whole sugya is the advantage of the malva. Either because of the halacha of the raisa of Eved Lova Lish Malva, that, or because of Takanas Hashuk, Shalot Tino Delos was made Lova. If you make it difficult for people to collect loans, so they won't lend money. And since there's an issue here, but you want people to lend money, but so you have to make it as easy as possible for people to lend money. Now, part of that is based on Loch of Eved Lova Lishmalva. Part of that, the Gemara and Anisok, and the Ferik again says, it's separate to Takanas Drabonin, to encourage people, to make it easier for people to lend money, because you want people to be able to lend money. So, Tiro Delos was my love. But if you look at what is the Ikachov is what? Money. You give money, you get back money. And other things, Shavah Kesef, Kesef is because it's convertible to money. And it's being convertible to money. So the preference is always the thing that's most easily convertible to money. Okay. Now, with that background in mind, we have now the sugya of shav and davka. And there are many ways to understand what it is, the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. You have Rishonim split. Are we talking about halva? We're talking about pikkud. It's a major split you have in Rishon. The Ramban, Rajba, we'll see, are very clear. Talking dafka about halva. Pikkud, I gave you an object, I need the exact object back. And even if I gave you money, I need the exact coins, the exact bills back. You have no right to touch it. That's it. That's the Ramban and the Rajma on one side of the fence. On the other side of the fence, you have apparently the Rambam. The Rambam's not clear. Pasha's the Rambam that's way, and the Ran. Only talking about Pikud. The Ran says no. When it comes to Halva, everything is shoved. I gave you a certain amount of money. You owe me back a certain amount of money. It's dollars, it's shekel. Now, what is money? Now, you have money is something that is normally spendable in the place that you live, where it's paid. That means Russian rubles are not here in Eretz Yisrael money. Shekel in the United States are not money. It used to be in all Dinei Torah, they view 50 years ago, you could go into a store and buy anything with dollars here, and people wanted dollars. Now, and therefore, dollar was considered money. Now, if you go here into a store and give them a dollar, they won't take it. They may, but it's not normally It's not normally used in, and that's not how prices are when I bought my dira. So the 30 years ago I bought it. So what did I have? What was the price? So many dollars. And I could have paid either in dollars or dollars converted to shekel at a certain rate. At that point, a dollar was considered money. Now here, dollars aren't considered money. It has to be matbea hayotze, something that you can normally use in very in normal everyday commerce. Now,
everything.
Yeah.
That's just leading to the definition of kesef.
What?
Sure, but for sure, it's still considered something of value, even if it's not kesef.
Not so simple.
So if I steal it, I'm a chayav tashlum.
What?
If I steal...
Oh, it's shavah kesef. There's always a different... You see, you have to be very careful. What is... But kesef is something whose value is determined by the fact that it's used in commerce, not something you need per se. The safer is an object, not kesef. Is kesef and the shavah kesef. The safer is not kesef. Why? I can't go into a store and use it to buy anything with it. I say, I'll give you a wonderful safer. He says, fine, that's not what I'm interested in. But if I hand... So what's the difference between kesef and shavah kesef? Kesef is something yotze. Something you can go into a store and spend and use in normal commerce. And when people say... People will not say, well, this gemara is worth... Three coats. That's not how you evaluate it. You evaluate this. What it costs to buy this. What evaluate this. What it costs to buy this. And it's a dog. That's how you make shumas. When you evaluate what something is worth, you do it in terms of what? Money. Because money is a means of commerce rather than the objects that you do it. Okay. Now. So, we have to understand what is money. Obviously... So, nowadays, you have any foreign currency in this country. So, while it may not have the din of kesef, it certainly, because the money changes all over the place, it's certainly shavah kesef. Because you can go and convert it into money. Okay. Shavah kesef means, why is it shavah kesef? It's convertible to kesef. Now, before we begin the Ramban, that has to be kept in mind is the first Mishnah. First Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Bava Metzia. Goes like this. First Mishnah. Zohov Kones HaKetzim. HaKetzim in Ain of Kones HaZohov. Says Rashi. And very important. This has to be, all this has to be kept. This is the background knowledge of how you view money. Alokeach dinre zohiv tfuwe. I'm talking about golden coins. But dinre kesef. And I'm talking about silver coins. When nothing lo dinre zohiv. Now, what is a mechira? A mechira is, I take... There's two separate types of transfer of property. There's chlipin, and there's kinyan kesef. Chlipin is machlif parah b'chamor. Mishnah daf kuf amud aleph in Bava Metzia. I have my cow. You have your donkey, and we switch the cow for the donkey. Okay. So the moment you make a kinyan in each one of them, the other one is nikna. Okay. But what is mechira? Mechira is object for kesef. For kesef and not shavas. Okay. So, how do you make a kinyan? There are two types of kinyaner. One is a kinyan meshicha, where I make the kinyan on the object. One is kinyan kesef, I make the kinyan on the money. Midoraisa, how are you kona? It's machog Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. Whether, and maybe a third shita. Rav Yochanan says, Midoraisa, Kesef Kona. Reish Lakish says, Midoraisa, Meshicha Kona. So therefore, now, if I go and I'm giving you golden coins, and I want back silver coins. So that is a money changer. So we now have a Gemara that says that's a mechira, not a halakha, not a pikadon. Pikadon is I want the object back. A halva is take it and spend it, and then you'll give me back. It's value for value. Here it's two objects, but we have to determine which one is keth, which one is the object, and which one is the value. The golden one or the silver one? One is a more valuable coin, one is more easily used coin, because people like silver coins, they were more common. It was that's called charif. Okay. But that's the mechira. Money changing, if I give you a golden dinar and I want, and you give me back the equivalent in silver dinar, that's the mechira. So then we take a coin and we turn it into an object. The question is, what do you make the kinyan on? Whether it's a kinyan mashicha, it's a kinyan kes, it depends what's the object. So you can sometimes turn money into objects as well. Okay, that's so when Tosis talks in turn, our Tosis is talking in terms of a money changer. That's he's not talking about halva, he's talking mechira. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak of Bava Metzia. Now, Shov and Davka. So, what are we talking about?
Ready?
Yes.
Money changer is not the same thing as a pikadon, or that's the money I can give
someone. No, money is completely not a pikadon. I hand you something, I want to get the same thing back. Money changer, I hand you something, I want to get something different back. I hand you dollars, English pounds, the South African rand, or whatever I have, and I want a shekel back. That's certainly not a pikadon, it's not a halva. That's completely different.
I got confused with the Mishnah,
the
map
did by that. What? No. Something totally different. You have to just understand. Okay. Now, so according to the Ramban, Atsugi is talking about a halva. Atsugi is talking about a halva. And I give you a halva. And Rashi seems to say Atsugi is talking about a halva. I give you a dinar. What does the what does the Mishnah say? I give you shtei kesef. Shtei kesef is obviously silver coins. Hatayne shtei kesef hodah b'shavah prut. Now, what is the reason? Ain hadav miminat tainah poter. Now, it's a separate halacha. Tanu chitim v'hodlo b'sa'olim. Tanu chitim. I lent you 5 pounds of flour. So, what do you owe me back? 5 pounds of flour. I said I loaned you 5 pounds. Of wheat flour? You say no. You lent me 3 pounds of wheat flour, of barley flour, or oat flour, or something else. Rye flour. Tonochitim hodlo besok. So that's potter. And it's not so simple. It's potter, the Gemara here. Learns it from Kiyuzev, and that's a separate example because of that sense of potter. That means I look at it, you owe me, and the way the Ramban is going to interpret it, your Hodah has to fit within my Taina. Now, of course, if I say you lent me 5 pounds of chitin, and I say 3 pounds of chitin, but I'll pay you back with 4 pounds of sa'orim. So we agree on my taina. I just said, I don't have any wheat flour now. So will you take back, will you take from me rye flour, oat flour, or whatever? That depends whether you want or not. Just like kesef, my taina is what I gave you. My taina is what I gave you. Since my taina is what I gave you, you have to answer what you, within your chiyuv or within your allowable tash, or whether you're an allowable tash. Now, the question is as follows. Your chiyuv to give me back, I lent you, so what happens? So according to the Matkeit said, Shtei Ketzav Yeshli B'Yodcha. So the Mishnah in the beginning says two separate halachas. You need a tiny Shtei Ketzav, and you can't have Tanu Chitim Robot Sorum. Ketzav, Shtei Ketzav Yeshli B'Yodcha, and you're a Pluto Potter. Why? Because, either because it's lacking Shtei Ketzav, or because it's Tanu Chitim Robot Sorum. One of the two. That's the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, how to interpret the Mishnah. Because so when Rashi tells me that Tanya, he says how Dorshim Achayu also Lishava. He says Shtei Kesef. I'm silver because I'm asking for silver, and I'm getting back Nechoshes. So what is Rashi telling me? He's learning the Mishnah according to whom? Rav or Shmuel? Who?
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Which is strange. Why is that strange? How do we paskin? That's like Rosh. Okay, but that. So, okay. So now. So the question is as follows. The way the Ramban interprets the question of the Gemara is that when I taina. When I taina kesef, is am I taining a certain value, or I'm taining, certain type of value, dinre kesef, that's shov and davk. Now the question is, what's going on? So if I come up to you, and let's put this in the perspective of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. I come up to you and I say, you owe me so many dinrim. And I say, in a chanami. But that's what I owe you. The question is, do I have the option? And I'll say, I don't care how you pay me. Pay me in dinrim, you can pay me in prutas, you can pay me gold coins, silver coins, I'll take whatever, all the sorts of money you want. I can say that. Now, so the Bekim Eger says, Enechanami, I could ask for silver coins. Everyone agrees I could ask for silver coins. But if I'm asking for silver coins and you ask and you can't give back the choshes coins, it's not my best interest because I can't give you a shua. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what's going on here? What's going on here? Bezin will interpret his tainer to the benefit of the malva. And interpret the statement of the lova to the detriment of the lova. That's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. How Bezin accepts the taina. To whose benefit? It's to the benefit of the lova. He asks for silver coins, and he answers him copper coins. Because then Bezin will say, Tanachikim of Lovasorah. The benefit of the malva if he's asking for shot. That's how Rabbi Kivega wants to interpret. It's nothing to do with what's going on in anyone. Everyone agrees. What's going on in your mind? So Bezen asks him. Are we talking about the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Is what's the nature of the chiyuv? It's money for money, but all money for all money? Or everyone agrees it's same money for same money? Except I can always ask for whatever I want. So we interpret his statement that I'm really asking for money in general. Because that will be to benefit of the malva. Why is that the benefit of malva? That'll force the lover to be able to have to take a shvuah. Those are two different ways of interpreting. I'm giving you two very different ways of interpreting the Gemara. The straightforward way, and Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't like it. Akiva Eger takes for granted that a halva in silver coins is a halva in silver coins. You have to pay me back in silver coins. If you don't have silver coins, so then you give me copper coins. Give me copper coins. But you begin with the chol that Rav Akiva takes that as a dover part. So then what's machlokes between shov and dafke? Machlokes between shov and dafke is... he says, no. How Bezen accepts the tine? I can tine it, pay me with any money you want. I can tine it, I want, you owe me that the silver coins. I can tine it what I want to tine it. And, but I can, even though my the technical chav is only silver, but I can say, listen, I'm willing to take all forms of money. Now, another thing, when we say there's a lot of things that have to be kept in mind given my agdama, if I, let's say I have a store, a candy store, and I borrowed money, so comes, I don't have any money, I'll pay you back in chocolate bars. Pay you back in chocolate bars. The malva doesn't have to take chocolate bars. he said, you go sell the chocolate bars. Why do I have to sell the chocolate bars? He doesn't have to take it back. Right? He doesn't have to take it back. That's exactly what I read in Tosfos. He doesn't have to take it back. But the fellow says, listen, it's after hours. I'm going to close my store. I'll sell my chocolate bars tomorrow. Come back tomorrow morning. No, I want you to keep the store open. Can I say, you keep the store open and sell the chocolate bars tonight so you'll have money to pay? No, I can't do that. That's what Tosfos says. Now, what about the following situation? As we see, what's happening in the Rishon? I lend you silver coins. I don't have silver coins. But I do have copper coins. Can I force you to take the copper coins? Copper coin, even though my chov is one thing, can I force you to take, because I got money, you give back money. Or I can't force you. I can't force you to take back coins. I have to. I just want to get rid of the debt. Here, take my copper coins. Okay, let's see the Ramban inside. That has to be kept in mind, what actually is happening in the Machlokas and Rav and Shmuel. One thing is clear, what's not happening in the Machlokas and Rav and Shmuel. What's not happening in the Machlokas and Rav and Shmuel is... what's going on in their mind? What's going on in their mind? No. You ask them what's going on in their mind. Very simple. Oh, okay. Now one could have, but no reason I saw it says that. Could have just said there's no machlokas in Rav and Shmuel. Just a question of how to interpret the mission. But everyone says no, there's an apidin machlokas. Ochi Perusha, says the Ramban. Misavid Gam Shikodvel Chaber Stam Shtekasif Libyotcha, Shirotso Loma Shove Shtekasif Yod. When I said Shtekasif, what were the words I said? And here's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Misavit, what's the word? This is a mistake. You have the Ramban or the cult, well, the guy, the word guy here, the green Ramban. No, so if I don't, that's no big difference. I think it's Gam if I'm not mistaken. Okah. Misavit kach. Misavit kach. Shetovela chaveru stam shtekes. I had shtekes. I didn't say I want the value of shtekes. Give me shtekes. Sherat Saloma. So if I take him by his word, if I take the man by his word, he asks for silver coins. He asks for silver coins. So we interpret Rabbi, this is how Rabbi Kiva Eger says it, and you could say Rat Saloma. I mean, what he really means is this: he has the right to say what I meant was. Why? Because he goes into Bezin and says Shtei Kesef. Person says Pruta. So Bezin says Tanachi No. He says No. I meant Shove Shtei Kesef. I meant Shove Shtei Kesef. Have a minatayin. Well, Davka Ktonin. Shemisha Tovela Chaver Shtei Kesef Libiot. Lomar Kesef Yesh Tibiot. He says, you owe me silver. He says, no. So he's now, what's the matter? He's beginning. We'll see how he ends up. He's beginning that when I say, am I talking about value? I'm talking about objects of silver. Ask him. So Ricky Vega says, no. He'll say, I meant. So we take him by his word, or we say, well, it's not what you said. So, or we say, he really meant this. We interpret it to his advantage. That's how Ricky Vega answers. Let's see, as we go through, whether he says it's not, he doesn't say in which region he's talking about. No. The machlokes is not whether he meant weight or whether he meant coins. Yamer hachi kamrinim. Say time of the coins zov. He's discounting all the different shot. Amal Hailish to Domele Tovel and Itfa, Bahamrin and the Shavahu, the Suga Kulo, the Litrazov, Say the Rabbi Lazil on the Harrel Kedapishes. The East Alkadar, Hecha the Tove Inish Babez and Stekas Davka Koma, Masin the Tonishov, Hecha Tonish Stekas Livyot, Holo Amaliki Hachlish. Came a Kaivon to Rav, Shmamino, we pass on like Rav, that when I go into Bezdin, I interpret it in the way, not by the words that he said, by what we interpret it to mean. Tova chavish tekezav libiot halva. He goes and says halva. Halva omer lo ke leshove pruta. Afilo omer ein lucha biyod lekach v'kachita musorim hilvisani. No, you didn't lend me shtekezav, you lent me 5 pounds of flour. He didn't show the mitzvah satayna. Avishal hold the mamish min minatayne chayev. The amrinin shove kotova le. Amrinin, we say he asked for shove. Why? The guy answers, he says, I lent you shtei kesef. No, you lent me 3 pounds of flour. So one's talking in terms of a loan of money, the other one's talking in terms of a loan of wheat flour. Still, I mean the halvor. Av kevin shehoda mitzvah hatayna v'shelo hoda mamish mimin hatayna chayev. Not a, I'm reading shavu katova. Because what did I ask you for? I asked you for value. So first thing the Ramban establishes is a tefillah doesn't. Here we'll get into a whole more complex thing. What is the tefillah? What you owe me or why you owe me? I say I lent you money, and you say I lent you wheat flour. Ramban says that's not relevant. That's not tanuchitim v'hod lo basar. Tanuchitim v'hod lo basar is what? You are chai of this to me, I'm chai of that to you. And if I say you are chai of a certain value, so anything in the world that has that value is what you are chai of to me. I'm asking for anything in the world that has this value. But we're not going now. Wait 1 second. The way the Ramban is saying it, in a very expansive way, and we'll see not everyone agrees with the Ramban in this. He says, even though halva, the pashas of Rishonim, as everyone agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, halva is money for money, I'm saying, but I know, I can. If you don't have money, what can I demand? I can demand chocolate. You pay me in chocolate bars if that's what you have. I can demand anything. I can't force you to sell the chocolate bars, but if you don't have money, I can always say, I'll take the chocolate bars. I can tell you, I'll take all the wheat flour you have. So the Ramban is saying, we interpret it mean that he's saying, I want anything that has any value and the sum total amount. I'm not looking at the cost. That'll mean that if I say, listen, you threw a rock and broke my window, and replaced the windows 100 shekel. And you say, no, I didn't do that, but I happen to have done some. I happen to have borrowed 20 shekel from you. So we're both talking money. Why the money? I don't look at that. I look at, so according to the Ramban, you look at what I'm asking, not why I'm asking, and as long as the answer fits with inside what I'm asking for, that's mimenatayna. But if I'm asking, I want 5 pounds of wheat flour, and you answer me, I owe you 3 pounds of rye flour, that's not mimenatayna. So any time I mention something that has a shaychus to money, I interpret it totally, I'm asking for value, and I'll take all forms of value. Why? It says Rabbi Kiveya. Could be that alpidim what the tain is, even though I have a right to ask for money, but if it's not my best interest to ask for money, we interpret. This is where Rabbi Kiveya comes in. Since this only makes sense if Bezin says, we take your statement, we'll interpret it to your best advantage, without you realizing it's the best advantage, because you want to force him to have to take, it's your advantage to force him into a shvua, so we'll interpret it to your best advantage. And when he ends up saying something, we'll interpret his statement to your best advantage.
Really?
Yeah.
But if you're a creator, it would come out that what's in his best advantage changes based on what's all over his tomei.
What?
What's in his best advantage?
What?
What's in his best interest changes depending on what the Lova says.
So that's how we'll interpret.
So we change our interpretation halfway through.
So Bezin says, this is what's in front of us. Well, this is how we interpret your time. No, they don't. Not even that. The moment they interpret a shover, so he wins all cases.
No, but then he has to accept shover. He can't do any kesef.
Okay. and a chanan, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Go through it. Then we'll go to Rabbi Akiva Eger inside. Rabbi Akiva Eger changes the whole way of looking. I'm not saying that by the time we finish, Rabbi Akiva Eger will be able to work with everybody. But that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger had a very similar. He says, "What's going on between these people? What between Rav and Shmuel? What's going on between Rav and Shmuel? Are they arguing the nature of the chov?" The nature of the chol is money for money. Also, and he takes advantage, even silver for silver. What I gave is what I get back. Silver coins, get back silver coins. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger takes for granted. Elamai, so how does he deal with the sugya? You could have said, once I talk money, so says, so Rav says, money is money. All forms of money, once transferable into the other. Well, you can say no. See, this is the two basic ways of interpreting the sugya. Like Rabbi Akiva Eger or against Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. Vani mini b'halva. Mamash take kesef b'gan. He says, no, that is halva. Well, you're not getting back the exact objects you gave. But a pikotne, he says, you have to give back the exact object you gave. Since you have to go the exact objects you gave, so money then becomes an object rather than money. Avo pikadon. Av Yehuda makes an apology. Ev shalom pikadon shavu kama el dapkot al havanami. Amarne elu shetovish te kesev odinazov v'moz shadam also lo shum kol dovo b'moz. V'heim naasim domim labaacher. So he's defining what is money. Two things. When I evaluate things, I evaluate how much it costs in terms of money. And money is naasim domim labaacher. That's how I buy things. So he's giving the two things that turn money into money. That's how people express value, and how they then go and buy things. I can buy anything I want with money. Avotanu kachu kachitan soruli biyod chalva halom ein lucha biyodi alesach kidney is pot. No, he says, but everything I said now is we ask him in terms of money. But if I say I loaned you a certain 5 pounds of wheat flour, so what am I asking you back? Not for money. So says Khomat Inami Belitrizov, a pound of gold. It's not his object. Any money, let's say, if I go up to someone and I say, you owe me 10,000 ruble, you can't go in the store and spend it. So therefore, it's like chitim and tzorim. That we'll get to when we get to that. Okay, this is the introduction to it. We'll take a look. Take a look in the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Ramban and argues with him very strongly. I have to understand what's the difference in Machlokas between them. Then we'll take a look at the various Rishonim, how they look at it. We'll go back to what Tosis is talking, Rashi and Tosis is talking about the Rambam. We'll see what is a halva, what I can claim to ask for in a halva. That's why I had to give the introduction at the beginning. Mirza Shembly and Netta, we shall continue on Sunday.